A public health academic has told a parliamentary committee that plans to fine parents for smoking in a car with children will be a waste of time if protecting kids is the end game. The Health Select Committee heard submissions on the Smoke-Free Environments Amendment Bill, which would see people fined $50 if they're caught smoking with under 18s in the vehicle. Now, the usual suspects were there, the Public Health Association, the Cancer Society, but another researcher with a different perspective kicked things off. Our reporter Emma Hatton was there too.
Marewa Glover caused a stir this morning when, amongst a sea of supporters for the bill, she told politicians their plans wouldn't change a thing.
If you don't want people smoking around children, please put the money, time and effort into effective interventions to help those parents quit. This proposal, this law is a waste of time.
Dr. Glover has researched smoking and the harm it causes for 25 years. She thinks fining adults for smoking in cars with children will be counterproductive and negatively impact on Māori women, 38% of whom smoke. She went on to say that the impacts of secondhand smoke had been greatly exaggerated and children being in cars with smokers would not suffer long-term negative effects. When she explained that was why the measures proposed in the bill weren't necessary, committee members Liz Craig and Matt Ducey spoke up.
Actually, the evidence does not support the need for it.
I think that should be a point.
No,
we have to agree to disagree on that.
Okay,
well,
Matt, last question.
So your proposition today is that kids, it's okay for them to be forced into breathing in their parents' secondhand smoke because over time they'll heal. I mean, that's just outrageous.
Dr. Glover confirmed the main point of her submission was government efforts should be focused on education and support for smokers to give up. The plan is to have an 18-month campaign leading up to the law to educate people in the hope that when it kicks in, the actual number of people being fined will be minimal. But Marewa Glover says police shouldn't be playing a part in this.
The assumption there is that there'll be a campaign and the police will pull people over and they will give, you know, cessation advice. But it's not a therapeutic relationship. You know, if the police pull you over, for many people it's a very stressful situation. So they're not the right messenger.
Next up was Prudence Stone, the chief executive of the Public Health Association. Visibly shocked by Dr. Glover's submission, she questioned her motives.
What a strange precedent that has been set this morning by the previous submitter. I would advise you from here on to clarify with every submitter whether or not they are receiving tobacco industry funding for their hearing scripts today and for their submissions written towards this legislation.
Ms. Stone says the association supports the bill and says efforts to stop adults smoking near children need this type of legal backbone.
For children, the measure denormalises smoking. It disrupts what they might have grown up thinking was normal. It enables their rights to protest from the back seat, and it enables law enforcers to intervene on their behalf if their own voice is disabled, too small, or just simply ignored.
The only point that the association agreed with Dr. Glover on was that a punitive approach was unlikely to be helpful. The Cancer Society also threw its support behind the changes, saying quite simply, it's not a good thing for a child to be in a car with a smoker. In Wellington for Checkpoint, Emma Hatton.